Hi, this is a question for the patient. His name is Z, like Jabra, B, like boy, I, G, N, I, E, W. Last name is Wojcik, W, O, J, C, I, K. Date of birth 6/4/1970. Date of accident 6/29/2021. Date of service is October 31, 2024. The patient is here for a follow-up visit, and he was initially involved in an automobile accident on 6/29/2021. He was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to all the symptoms that are alleged in this history. Initially, he started having severe headaches along with pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with shooting pain to the right arm, involving numbness, tingling of the right lateral part of the arm, right elbow, as well as right thumb, and shooting pain to the left buttock from the lower back, with weakness of the right arm and difficulty in conducting all the ADLs. In addition, patient had loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, loss of concentration, blurred vision, which have improved. Headaches have improved. The patient underwent various injection treatment, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, medications, and lumbar epidural and cervical epidurals. And now he has also undergone a spinal cord stimulation, which has mostly controlled his pain now to almost 80%. He reports that the pains are no more as bad as used to be. There, the neck pain, mid-back pain, and lower back pain do exist, but they are usually around 4, rarely they become 8, but they are under control with the spinal cord stimulation device. His pain in the right elbow still persists, and a numbness of the right thumb still persists. Weakness of the right arm still persists. He has not been back to work. His pain is again described between 4 and 7. ADLs are described at 6, and 80% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs. First system review. For additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is the same as previous visits. 9/11/2024, dictation number 0916-015, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue the patient with all the medications that are prescribed to him, and his NAPs are reviewed. He is provided with Orofram to continue, 50 milligrams to 12 hour PRN, and no other medications are being prescribed. Is Namenda, Vistaril, Erontin, Tramadol, Xanax are withdrawn. Tramadol is the only one which is continuing. He is being referred to University of Michigan Ann Arbor as a second opinion for a possible surgery for the cervical spine, as recommended by Dr. Redden from Spine Specialist of Michigan. He is found to have a disc herniation at C4-5, C5-6. C6-7, and he was advised for a cervical disc replacement at this level by Dr. Redden, and our patient would like to go to University of Michigan Ann Arbor also, which is being entertained. I referred the patient and sent the information to them. So far, the patient is stable. His right arm is still weak at four. Motor power is weaker, although he's a strong man, and his grips are reasonably good, but comparatively, compared to the left side, right side is surely weaker. Other than that, there are no deficits. Patient is able to walk well without any adaptive devices, and he's usually pain-free, sleep is improved, and patient is in a reasonable good state, as compared to when the accident happened. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time, and will wait for his decision regarding surgical intervention for cervical spine. Thank you.